Adam and the Ants started a 10-week run at number one on the charts with their debut album Kings of the Wild Frontier back on this day in 1981, featuring the hit song and music. The Offspring went to number one on the singles chart back on this day in 1999 with Pretty Fly for a White Guy, taken from their album Americana. The single was number one in over 10 countries. The guys talk about casting for the video clip.
We had a bunch of casting videos. It was a real scramble at the last minute. It's funny how those things kind of come together, because now it looks like it was all perfectly scripted, but we had no idea, like, the night before who the Pretty Fly guy was going to be, and that's such an important part. And we had audition guys with guys trying to be the fly white guy, but they're more like Marky Mark fly white guy, which is like, I didn't want the buff fly white guy. And then this guy, literally Guy Cohen, was the last guy on the tape, and I couldn't believe it when I saw it. My jaw dropped. I'm like, that's the guy.
That is totally
the guy.
Birthdays today. Neil Diamond turned 79. He had over 30 top 40 singles. And the man behind the 1978 smash hit Werewolves of London, Warren Zevon, turned 73 today. So how does he describe his style of music?
I guess I'm more of a storyteller than I am a, you know, I thought there'd been like centuries of great romantic songwriters. I guess I don't know if I wanted to do something different, or I couldn't help but doing something different, or if I stumbled into doing something different and it turned into some kind of niche.
Today, music for Friday the 24th of January here at Mix 104.9.